Today we're going to do Shin Chav Beis, also Dalin Hay, but instead of reading it to you, they're really, really long, long thing, and most people find it somewhat complicated. So I'm going to, instead of reading it, I'm going to tell you what's going on. You can feel free to read it afterwards. Okay. Before I tell you what the din is, I have to say some pieces of information that you probably know, but it's just an introduction to what we're going to say, and that is the Torah calls Challah Truma. Okay, Chal Terima Truma. And from there we learn out that the Chala has the status of Truma for many, many dinim. What's going to get to us is that the only people who can eat it are Kehanim, and the Kohen and the Chala have to both be Tahar in order to eat it. Okay, if it's Tame, like as nowadays when we assume that Chala is Tame, then you're not allowed to eat it. The person is Tame, the Chala is Tame nowadays, so you're not allowed to eat them. And just like with regular Truma, Chala that's Tame, you mechuyev to burn it. We're not going to talk about that part of it today, specifically about the burning, but when you burn it, the kohen is allowed to have hanah from it while you burn it. Okay, and just as an aside, I think we're going to talk about this at a different time. In order to be, say that the challah is tameh, it had to have been hushal tabat tameh, it had to have once become wet, which our standard flour is. Okay, Ryan spelled flour or not, but standard flour has gotten hushal tabat tameh. It's been wet, as it's called tempered, as part of the process, it gets tempered, it gets wet.
With the flour.
The wheat. At some point, it had to have become wet, which it did. Okay. Okay, so, we said last time that the din is at midraisa, you can give even the tiniest amount of the freshest flour that's good enough. Midrabanan is a shear. Okay, the shear is either a 24th or 48th, depending on your situation. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Chala says, that there are three, shalosh aratzas l'chala. There's three different areas, and each one of them has their own different din of how you should be marked for chala in those three places. Okay, the main part of Eretz Yisrael, which we call the place where the early bubble captured, I mean, even the second base of English, they occupied that area. People know how to be careful about Tumah V'Tahara, and therefore you do regular Hafrasha like you would imagine. You take the 24th or 48th, you give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen needs it. That's it. The way the Mishnah says it, you give one Challah. Like you would expect. You take your piece off, give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen needs it. In the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael, which is the lands that were only captured during the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, called the lands of Eretz Mitzrayim. There, the people live so close to Chutz Aretz, so not part of Eretz Yisrael, that they don't know how to be makbid on Tumah V'Tahara, and therefore you assume that the person and the challah are tamei. And so what you do is, when you mafresh challah, you take off the shear, the 48th that you're supposed to, since it's tamei, you take only a 48th, you take off the 48th and you burn it, because since it's tamei, you have to burn it. Then, as a zecher for the fact that you're supposed to eat challah, you're not supposed to burn challah, you're supposed to eat it, chacham or masakin, you should take off a second challah, okay? And for that, you take off just a mashu, you give it to a kohen, and the kohen eats it. Okay? That second one that you give to the kohen, any kohen can eat it. It has to be a kohen, but he could be talmid, makes no difference. That second piece you give to a kohen as a remembrance of how it's supposed to be eaten. As remembrance.
It's not really challah.
It's not really challah, right? The real challah was the first one, which you took, and now it's challah, which is tummy, so you burn it. And that one you give the shear. The second one you give just the mashahu, you give it to a kohen, and the kohen eats it.
Okay, but the second piece also comes from the meat.
From the batter, yeah, you take it from the batter, and you give it to a kohen. Okay. Now, then the Mishnah says, in the lands that are outside of Eretz Yisrael, okay, that are outside of Eretz Yisrael, there you also marfish two challahs. You do the same thing, you give two challahs. But over here, since we're talking about Chal as Chutz La'aretz, since Chal and Chutz La'aretz is only a drabon altogether, so therefore, the Chal said, let's not be marbet bin Nisrofen. Why if we make like an Eretz Yisrael and be marbet bin Nisrofen? So what we do is we say in the third area, which is in Chutz La'aretz, the first Chal, the real Chal, is just the mashu. And that's the one that gets burned. The Rishon is in this reference, it's a small one, because why bother overdoing it with the burning? And then the second one, which is the shear, which is the 48th, that you give to a kohen, and the kohen eats it. And again, the same thing, any kohen can eat it, even if he's tummy, makes no difference. Okay, doesn't mean how tummy he is, he can eat it. Okay, so the Mishnah says there's these three different places in the main place, in the heartland of Eretz Yisrael, you give just one challah like you're supposed to. In the edges of Eretz Yisrael, the outskirts, and in out of Eretz Yisrael, you give two challahs, just a difference of which one is the burnt one, which one is the one you give to the kohen to eat. Okay. So that's what the Mishnah says. And that, everything is hunky-dory in the Mishnah. Okay. The problem is, that the Gemara in Bukhari says, that when you're mafresh challah and chutz aretz, if you're being mafresh challah and chutz aretz, you should do is take one challah, not two, take one challah, and give it to a kohen katan, Okay, we'll talk about more about the Kohen Katan Gvulah later. The point is, the Kohen Katan only has certain Tumah, but not other Tumah. Okay, he was never Ba'keri, or a Katana, who was never Nida. So you give it to a Kohen Katan, we'll talk about more about that in a second, and that's it. And they eat it. Okay, you give it to them and they eat it. So what happened to the Mishnah that says that there's two Chalas? In Chutzah, you're supposed to give two Chalas. Here, the Gemara says you can get away with one. The Gemara says if there's no Kohen Katan, then you give two Chalas. Honestly, where did this option come from that you should give one? The Mishnah says you have to give two chalas. Okay, that's the question. And there's two basic answers in the Rishonim to that question. Two basic ways to approach it. Okay?
And that's all Lagabe Chutzlar, and then it's also Lagabe, this Gemara Bukhar is also Lagabe, the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael.
Chutzart.
What's the Nafkamina?
In the Chutzart, chalas only drop on.
I know.
The rules are left.
The outskirts is because of Tumah.
Right. In the edges of Eretz Yisrael, Chal is really potentially the Raisa, when everybody lived there, so therefore we treat it, so to speak, like a Raisa. This is for Chutzart. So the Rush says, one explanation is, the Rush says, is that the Mishnah is, when I said to you that the Mishnah has this area number three, this third area that's outside of Eretz Yisrael, it didn't mean all of Chutzart. It only meant the land that's just outside of Eretz Yisrael, right around the areas immediately surrounding Eretz Yisrael, which for lots of halachas of Tumas Baris has special statuses. In that place, you have to make two chalas. But when you go to real chutz, like far away, like Bavna, like really far away, or Chicago, far away, in that place, you have this option to give one chala, and you give it to the Kohen Katan. If you don't have a Kohen Katan, then fine, then you're stuck, and you do the, like you do, you give two chalas, but you have this option of giving one chala, and a Kohen Katan can eat it. Okay, that's how the Rosh learns. Obviously, there's an obvious doichik to what he's saying. It's obvious what the problem is that the Mishnah said, Shalash Ratzah Sechala. The Mishnah told us that there are three places where you could be mafresh, three different areas, and each one has its way to be mafresh chala, and it comes along with Gemara and Bukhari's, like sort of, without even mentioning that the Mishnah said not like that, and says, Tata, there's a fourth place. Okay, the way the Rosh is learning, there's an obvious difficulty in reading the Gemara. The Gemara is creating a fourth one. It doesn't say, those are three, but here's a fourth one. Just makes a statement that nothing to do with it.
Why did the Mishnah say that in the second and third case, be mafresh chala and give it to a kohen?
That's the Rush is coming to answer. That's our question. The Rush says, because they were talking about right near Eretz Yisrael, where you don't have the option of giving it to a kohen katan. But if you're really far from Eretz Yisrael,
they have the option, they can eat betumah or whatever.
Because, you know, because that kula doesn't apply around right near Eretz Yisrael. It's only for far away. That option is only for far away.
Okay.
That option only put,
right.
The ikkar challah has to be eaten by someone who's really allowed, so you have to burn it. So, again, what's missing, leaves you wondering, why did the Mishnah say it? Not the Mishnah say it, at least the Gemara, when it says it, should have made a point to say, you should know. That's what the Mishnah said, and we have a fourth place. Okay, that's what the Rosh learns. Okay, the Rambam says, no. Nope. He says the Gemara and the Mishnah have all talking about all of Chutzart. The third area in the Mishnah is as you would have assumed, it means all of Chutzart, and just like the Gemara, the Mishnah didn't bother to tell you this extra kula. Really, the din is in all chutzarot you have to be mafresh two chalas, a small one that gets burnt, a big one that gets eaten. But the Gemara is telling you, you should know the Mishnah forgot to tell you this little. There's a loophole. There's an option if you want to. Instead of give, if you want to give you a little piece that gets burnt and a big piece that gets eaten by certain kohanim, you could take the I'm eaten by any kohen. You could take one big piece and give it to a kohen katan and do that. So the Gemara is telling you a new option that the Mishnah didn't bother to tell you, but it's not arguing on the Mishnah. It just tells you something that the Mishnah would have agreed to them also. Okay, that's what the Rambam learns. And the Shulchan Aruch, if you would have read it, you would see passing like the Rambam. Okay, passing like the Rambam, that the din is in Chutzarot you have these options. In all of Chutzarot you have these two options. Either you give a small one gets burnt, and then a big piece goes to any kohen who wants to. Any kohen who wants to could eat it, even if he's tummy, it makes a difference. Or you take a big piece and give it to a kohen katan, and the kohen katan can eat it as such. Okay. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Well, I'm not finished. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay. Now,
the small piece that you burn, you give it to a kohen to burn.
You burn it yourself. I don't know why it doesn't say that. Why don't you give it to a kohen and you let it have enough from it? So why the little piece you don't give to the kohen, maybe it's not such a question, because how much hana could he get from it?
Yeah, but in
the big piece, it's more of a question in the area on the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael, where the piece that you run is a more significant piece, why doesn't it say what you should give to? I don't know why. I don't know what the reason that is. Okay, now, that's all nice and good. Well, what I say to you is nice and good, is what the Shulchan Aruch says. But the Beis Yosef brings that many, many Rishonim ask a question, and they ask is, okay, the din is like the Rambam, that in Chutzarot you're supposed to either give two chalas, or give one to a kohen katan, a big one to a kohen katan. He says, you haven't seen anybody do that. You didn't even see anybody doing that? He says, we don't do that. But all kinds of Rishonim quote, in our place, they don't. Come on, everyone says, in our place, nobody does that. Everyone takes a piece and they burn it. No one takes a little piece to burn, and they give a big piece to a Kohen, or give a piece to a Kohen cut, and no one ever saw that.
No mucus.
What? So,
no mucus.
So what happened? They're like, hello? What? They said...
I got too many
coins. That's right. So everybody, people, all the Rishonim guess, many Rishonim guesses, like, what happened to this din? Okay, so the Ramah brings.
The Ramah brings
the most common answer that's given. For this thing, why the minute is that we don't do what is a preferred mission in Gemara. And he says like this. I'm putting some words to explain it in the middle here, what the Ramah says. And that is like this. We think that the reason why we do a Zecher for giving Chal to a Kohen to eat, is as I said to you, the reason is because we want to remember that Chal is supposed to be eaten. Chal is eaten. So we think of it that it's like eating Kohen. At the Seder, we eat Kairach, which is Zeichel and Mikdash Kiel. In the basic Mikdash, Hillel used to do like this. Very nice! So we want to remember what Hillel used to do, so we do that. We want to remember that they used to take an Arava for 4 days, the Lulav for 4 days, for 7 days, so we take the Lulav all 7 days. We think it's like a Zecher to what used to be. That's not true. That's not what this kind of a Zecher is. What this Zecher is that if I'm living in Chutzart, and I will always burn my challah, then, or I'm living on the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael where it's Tomei, and I'm always going to burn my challah, if I ever go to visit Eretz Yisrael, or I even move to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to say, by ends, we don't eat the challah. You know, I'm going to come up, I'm going to say, no, my whole life I never ate challah. So we want to make sure that if you ever go to Eretz Yisrael, you should know the challah is supposed to be eaten. So when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and you see people eat, you see, you make a batter, you're going to give it to a kohen, then things will be tar, you give it to a kohen, he's going to eat it. So it's not a zecher as in, oh, in the olden days we used to do like this. It's a zecher as in, it should be on your mind, so that when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll know how to do them, it's correctly. And therefore, nowadays, that even in Eretz Yisrael, they're not makbid on Tumah v'Tahara. Nowadays, there's no Efer Para, and no one's makbid on Tumah v'Tahara at all, and no such thing. And so even in Eretz Yisrael, nobody eats it. Therefore, even us people living in Chutzlars have no need to be mafresh, a piece, and give it to a Kohen to eat, because we're never in our lives going to have a situation when a Kohen's going to have to eat it, even if we go to Eretz Yisrael and the Kohen's not going to eat it anyhow. So therefore, we in Chutzlars have no need, or even the people on the edges of Eretz Yisrael have no need to be mafresh a piece to eat. In the foreseeable, as we see it today, we don't see that we're going to have to do it. So some mitzvahs are made in case you bought Meheri, you bought a base. I mean, this we're going to keep a second day yontif this coming week just for that reason. But it's not like that. The whole mitzvah was made because I will go to Eretz Yisrael and do the mitzvah. Today, if I went to Eretz Yisrael, I wouldn't have to give it to someone to eat it. And therefore, the whole zecher, that whole point of a zecher, is out the window. Now, I have to tell you, of course.
The point is for why are we not then on Trumas and Meisers too in Chutz La'aretz? So when we go to Eretz Yisrael, we'll realize that when we take...
So some things are negin chutzart, in the edges, right around Eretz Yisrael. Chazal didn't impose that upon us to make them. So they did say we should do in chutzart, and people talk about that. Why is chal different than shuma? Okay, but that
didn't... Chutzart is the young girl, chutzart.
Okay, that's how we do in chutzart.
You're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, you can do it the same way you do.
Okay, so what's going on here is... What's going on over here is that you realize that what I just said to you, that doesn't say in the Gemara. What happened is, in the Gemara it says you should do it. In the times of the Gemara, they were still not going to Tumah v'Tahara. At least in Eretz Yisrael. So what happened is, at some point, when people stopped being makan and tumah v'taira, the people understood on their own, or their chacham told them that now you no longer have to do what it says beferish in the Mishnah, that you have to have the zecher for people eating it. Okay, and therefore the Rambam says that's the most common explanation for why. Excuse me, why?
What's that?
Now, the Rambam. I mean, a bunch of Rishonim say. I'll read you the words of Rambam. V'yesh armin kiven she'en chal in the chelas bezman hazeh be'eretz Yisrael. Okay, and the Hesper is that it's not a zecher as in I have to remember what happened in the olden days. It's that today I'm going to go there to show and do it, and that not again anymore. I won't have to do it anymore, and therefore I'm allowed to do that. And therefore the Ramah says that's the meaning that we only we makash a piece and we burn it, and there's no part that has to be given to Kahanan to eat. Okay, other reasons will come in a minute. Okay, we'll talk about the other reasons sort of later. Okay, the The Beis Yosef mentions this. It's not like, you know, the Rambam made this up. The Beis Yosef brings all this. He's obviously not very happy with it. And so some of the Rishonim are like a little surprised that Mamash Beferish didn't just got tossed out the window. And therefore he says, he doesn't say this. The Beis Yosef says, give two challahs, give two kohen, like that. Rabbi Rock has been out of town. I've been trying to find out if Sfarim actually do that. Yeah, well, I wasn't. I was. I'm sorry. We didn't cross paths. We've been trying to talk to each other. So I haven't gotten yet whether the Sfarim actually do that. The Shulchan Aruch says it straight out like the din is, like you're supposed to do without this movement to give those small amounts. I don't know if the Sfarim
do that.
It says in Shulchan Aruch, like what it says in the Mishnah, it says in the Gemara. You're supposed to either give a small piece to burn and a big piece to a kohen that any kohen can eat it, even if he's tamei, or give a big piece to a kohen who's a katan, who is not tamei, or a gadol who's tamei. Okay, now.
Were they allowed to eat an Ashkenazi challah, or is there an issue?
No. Once you mafresh even the mound, it's not hevel anymore. You're allowed to eat it. You may have a separate mitzvah to do this part. That's not a problem. Okay, now.
That's the next chumrah this year, so he's going to take
out. Yeah. Okay, now.
Eventually, so shall be sfardim. Okay. A person shall be sfardim.
Okay, now. I had mentioned a few times in passing that on on the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael, the kohen is allowed to eat the second challah. Okay, the first piece that you're mafresh, which is in the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael, you're mafresh a big piece. That or out of Eretz Yisrael, a small piece. That piece that you're mafresh is the real challah, and then the so to speak, the fake challah, the second one that you give to the kohen to eat, has no kedusha to it. So he can eat it in his tummy. Only a kohen can eat it, but any kohen can eat it. It doesn't make a difference how tummy he is. It makes no difference. When we get to chutzart.
It's a kohen.
Because the Chacham are trying to make you remember that Kohanim eat challah. Okay. So if everyone can eat it, we miss the boat. You miss the point. The point is supposed to be supposed to remind people that challah is eaten, so we have to give it to a kohen. They didn't put all the other chumras to it. They only bring the tam. They just have a kohen to see it. Okay, now.
I got to take off the small piece first.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's going to make the
juice. Yes. You take off the burnt piece, goes first. Yes, you have to remember that piece first, or else you're really up the creek. Okay. Okay, so now, the Gemara says that Chal's Chutz La'aretz has an even more lenient status. And that is, the first one, again, is the real Chal. It gets burnt. No one can touch that. No one can eat that. Okay. But the second one is, the second Chal would be eaten by any kohen. But you have this option, as I've mentioned to you, to just be mafresh one time. And that you give to a kohen katan. What does that mean? The Gemara explains that they decided that if Chalas Chutz La'aretz is not really Chayim at the Raisa, in Chutz La'aretz only Chayim at the Rabbana, so they made a kula like this. Usually Chala can only be eaten by a Kohen who's Tahar and the Chala is Tahar. They said the Chala doesn't make a difference if the Chala can be Tamei also, it makes no difference. And even the Kohen, he doesn't have to be so Tahar, so to speak. He has to, as long as he's not a Tumah HaYotzim Gufoy, he didn't become Tamei based on something that came from him, rather he came from the outside, that's good enough. What does that mean, Tumah HaYotzim Gufoy? So the four examples that we have is Zav, Zava, Nida, and Yuledes. Okay, those are four people who are Tamei because something came out of their body. Okay, then that person, that may, they sort of like inherently Tamei. What? That's part of Zav. Okay, that's wrapped into Zav. That's wrapped into Zav. And Mitzvah. The Rambam says Mitzvah also. But Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean nowadays we don't have a Mitzvah. But anyhow, Rabbi Shach Tashu just actually gave a shiur. We don't have a Mitzvah nowadays. Okay, so. But the Rambam took some Mitzvah also. But. And actually, the Gemara says, Tumah Yotzim Gufay. I don't know why. I don't know how we know that a Mitzvah is Yotzim Gufay. It's a Tumah inherent. So, he's learning Gemara different. Hey, go ahead. Anyhow, so there's a special kula. So therefore, if you have a katan who's less than 9 years old, so we assume that he was never a Zav or a Bakari. If we have a girl who's less than 12, so she's assumed to have never been an Eid, unless we know, of course, in either of these cases, you're allowed to give them this challah and they can eat it. Now, also, it doesn't say this in the Gemara, but the Rishonim say the same thing is, if you have an adult who is Toivel, a man or a lady who is Toivel, then he can eat he can eat this also, okay? The Rishonim talks about why doesn't the Gemara say that, but the thing is the same. The Mechaber says he could eat it right away. He doesn't even need Harish Shemesh. And the Ramah says, no, he should have Harish Shemesh. So it is according to the Mechaber, when you're Mafresh this big piece, you could be Mafresh it, the guy could dunk into the mitzvah and come out and eat the piece. Okay? And a man or a lady could dunk in the mitzvah, come out and eat the piece. The Ramah says you should wait for Harish Shemesh. Okay. What I just said so far is pretty much agreed that's what is allowed. The question is like this. The Ramah said, I told you the Ramah says, Vyesha, remember? That the din is nowadays we take a small piece and we burn it. Okay? And that's true. So we explain why the Ramah holds that's what you're allowed to do. What would the Ramah hold about the other option? Is Ramah telling you He's giving you a kula. He is giving you a kula. You, instead of being mafresh of 48 and giving it to a kohen to eat, you take a little piece, burn it, and you're finished. What would be if you wanted to give it to a kohen katan? Okay? Let's say the Oppenheimers. Okay? Their son is a kohen. So they want to be mafresh, they don't have his kohen katan anymore. Okay, they don't have a kohen. They're a grandson. Okay, so they want to be mafresh a piece and give it to the kohen katan that he should eat it. So are they allowed to do that? When the Ramah said that the min is we burn it, did he mean is that the only thing you're allowed to do? Or is he saying, you know, now that you have the minhag that you're allowed to do this also, you can get away with that. But if you want to give it to a kohen katan, then go ahead. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a deal. That Ramah holds you still have both choices because, now, I wasn't doing this to trick you, but I didn't read you the Ramah because I saved you. There's a lot of words over here. The Ramah, after he says this din that you can give away a small amount, he says you should know, and if you eat challah nowadays, this is the bracha that you should make. Really? Bracha? We do that bracha. You're not allowed to eat it. If the only option is to burn it, and we don't hold of giving it to a kohen katan anymore, why does he tell you that if you want to eat it, this is the bracha that you should. He tells you the exact wording of the bracha that you're supposed to make. Why did he tell you that? Sounds like all he meant to do here was just to tell you that you have this option to take a tiny amount and burn it. But if you want to give it to a kohen katan to eat it, go for it. That's okay. That's okay. You can do it. And then when you do that, you should tell the katan to make a bracha.
Why?
A gavel can eat it also. When I say kohen katan, remember, kohen katan now means is a kohen katan or a gavel who is taivol. So if I wanted to eat it, I could eat it. I could be marfer shkala, go be taivol and come out and eat it, or wait till tonight and then I could eat it. So I make a bracha. There's a bracha to be made. So that sounds like that the Ramah holds that he just gave you a kula, but if you want to do the ikkar, then that's fine also. Asher kedushan b'kedushas shel Aaron b'tzivon lechol truma. Okay. Okay. So now. I'm not finished. Yes. When I'm finished, yes, you'll ask that question. So what I just said, what the Aruch HaShulchan's deed is further brought out because the Ramah in Hilchos Pesach. We're going to talk about this Ramah in a minute, more in detail in Hilchos Pesach. The Ramah says, when you mafresh challah, you should give it to a kohen katan. That's what you should do with it. He says the Yesh Amir that you shouldn't. Yesh Amir that you shouldn't do. But the stum that he starts with is you should give it to a kohen katan. That's what you should do with it. Okay. So sure sounds like the Ramah holds that you're allowed to give it to a kohen katan, but you have this option of burning a small piece. And of course, most people would choose that because you have a choice. You should give a 48th to the kohen katan, or you should take a small piece and burn it. So most people would opt for taking the small piece and burning. Okay. Now, even though I said that, even though that seems to be what the Ramah holds, what mine is, many of the Achronim say you shouldn't do it. Okay, there's the Taz on the page. It's not clear if the Taz thinks he's explained the Ramah or arguing the Ramah says you shouldn't do it. The Shach is more clear that he thinks he's explaining the Ramah to be saying that you shouldn't do it. The Mishnah Berurah brings when Mishnah Berurah Tapan Zayin in Hilchos Pesach, when he talks about it, he says the din is you're allowed to do it, but Prim Gom says you're not supposed to do it. Okay, so you shouldn't do it. And he said no one does it. You shouldn't do that. So before I get back to what this Ramah is talking about in Hilchos Pesach, what on earth is it doing in Hilchos Pesach? I'm going to tell you, first I have to explain to you the reasons. What is the reason why, Lamaisa, you shouldn't be allowed to give it to the Kohen Katan? Again, I explained to you why the Ramah held you should just do one challah instead of two challahs. But what would be the reason for saying you shouldn't have the option of giving it to the Kohen Katan? What's wrong with that option? What's wrong with that? So there's two main reasons. There are a few reasons, but there's two main reasons. And the first one is like this. Nowadays, it's perfectly acceptable to take a mashu and burn it. That's perfectly, we explained it, that's perfectly acceptable. So, if you would give a piece to a kohen to eat, you're taking a chance. Because there's a chance that someone who's not a kohen is going to eat it. If I give this, bake this roll, and I say, this is the challah, and kohen katan, you can go eat it. There's a chance that someone, by mistake, who's not a kohen will eat it. Or, that the kohen will, the way the place can say it, the kohen will dunk it into his soup, and all of a sudden there's going to be bliss of truma in his bowl, and now someone else in the family, someone else is going to eat from that bowl, and is going to have a truma bliss in it. So in order to avoid this problem, we say, don't use the option of giving it to a kohen katan, because that opens up the possibility that the wrong person is going to eat it, maybe a kohen will eat it, or someone who's not a kohen is going to eat it, and therefore, just use the first option of just burning it. That's one reason. Second reason is that we're no longer sure that people are real kohanim. All kohanim are not miyuchas anymore, and therefore, don't give it to the kohen. Don't use that option because we're not sure the person is really kohen. Okay, now, what did you say? Yeah, for you? Okay. So, I didn't make this up. I'm not, and I'm a client, so I don't feel insulted. Okay, now, we have a diuk. There's a diuk that there are more, if there are more holds, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to give it to a Kohen Katan, and he would hold it for the second reason. He would hold it, I'm sorry, for the first reason. For the first reason, which is because you might, someone, the wrong person might eat. And that is as follows. A few simonim from here is Hilchos Truma. Okay? They're really, probably the longest simon in Shulchan Aruch is Hilchos Truma. Okay? It's almost word for word out of the Rambam. Halachos are being a mafresh Truma semeshes. And the Rambam over there says that when you burn Truma Temeah, a Kohen is allowed to have Hanah from the Truma as it's burning. And he says, even if the Kohen is not Miuchas, he's allowed to have Hanah from it. Which you all remember of Elchanan, right? When Elchanan burnt the watermelon seeds from our company, when Mafra Chum Shemaisis, he roasted a hot dog in the fire, the watermelon seeds, because Rambam says, a Kohen is allowed to have Hanah from it. So he roasted a hot dog in that fire as it was burning, as we were burning the Chum watermelon seeds. Okay? That's what he did. Like Rambam says, you're allowed to do that. Okay, so why does Rambam say that even if the Kohen is not Miuchas? Because the din is that the rule that you need to have a Kohen Miuchas only applies to Truma Deraisa. For Truma that's only Truma Derabanan, then even a Kohen who's not Miuchas is considered to be a Kohen. So since Truma nowadays is only Derabanan, so the Rambam says, so when you burn the Truma, even a Kohen who's not Miuchas is allowed to have enough from it. Okay, well, that's what the Rambam says a few pages from here, so why would we say over here that the Kohen, you can't give it to a Kohen Kotlin because he's not Miuchas, the Chalav we're talking about, especially in Chalav Chutzlords, is only Chalav Derabanan. So therefore, if Kohen Miuchas is not a problem for Chalav Derabanan, it wouldn't be a problem over here. Which would tell me that the reason why the Rambam is saying over here, if you think the Rambam is saying that you can't eat Truma, you can't give it to a Kohen Katan, is because we're afraid the wrong person is going to eat it, the Zohar is going to eat it. That's what the Rambam's reason is. Okay? What I said to you is, it's not a for sure raya. You can get around this raya that I had. There's other explanations that I'm over there, but let's go with that. Okay, so now let's turn to Hilchos Pesach. Why is the Rambam in Hilchos Pesach? The Rambam is in Hilchos Pesach for the following reason. If a person is baking matzah on the Yontif days of Pesach, he's baking matzah, so he's got a problem. And the problem is like this. When you mafresh challah on Yom Tov, you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov. You mafresh challah, you have a problem. You can't burn the piece that you just mafresh because that's havara or bishul shloim l'tzarich. You're baking something on Yom Tov for no reason. There's no reason to bake it. No one's allowed to eat it anyhow. It's truma tmei. No one's going to eat it, so you can't burn it. Well, you can't leave it. Like if it was succus, you would just leave it around. You can't leave it around because it's going to become chametz. Okay, it's going to become chametz. So what are you going to do? You can't burn it. And you can't leave it around either. So we have a problem here. What are we supposed to do with this? What are we supposed to do with this piece of dough over here? So Shulchan Aruch says, what you should do is, you should do your hafrasha incorrectly. You're supposed to do hafrasha after you knead the flour and water together. In this case, don't do that. Bake it first, and after you bake it, then do the hafrasha, so to speak, at the wrong time. Not when you're supposed to, but wait after the hafrasha. This will have been baked, better, and you won't do hafrasha later on. Okay? Just as an aside. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say you should give it to a Kohen Katan? I told you the Shulchan Aruch says over here you can give it to a Kohen Katan. It says it right here. In our din, the Shulchan Aruch for sure holds you can give it to a Kohen Katan. Why doesn't he say that? So, you may not like this, but Baal Bach, that question is, that the Mechaber came to Eretz Yisrael in 1535. Shulchan Aruch was finished in 1555. Okay, so it was written in Eretz Yisrael. So when the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a person baking challah, matzah, he's talking about a person in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you can't give it to a Kohen Katan. Okay. That's not an option when you live in Eretz Yisrael to give it to a Kohen Katan, because in Eretz Yisrael, the only heter to give it to a Kohen Katan is only for Chalas Chutzlars. Chalas Eretz Yisrael, you can't give it to a Kohen Katan. Okay, so.
You should have said that.
Okay, maybe. I don't know if that's the right answer. I said it's about Baal Bach's answer. Why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. But the Rambam does say it. The Rambam says, he says, don't do this thing to be mafresh at the wrong time. Give it to a Kohen Katan. A Kohen Katan's allowed to eat it, so be mafresh like you're supposed to, and then go ahead and bake it, and find your neighbor who's a 6-year-old Kohen and give it to him to eat it. That's all. We'll give it to an adult. Let the adult be terrible. He can go eat it. That's what Moses says. The Yishayim that you shouldn't do that. As I said to you, the Yishayim that you're not allowed to give challah to you're not allowed to give challah to a Kohen Katan. So the Magen Avraham over there brings our Shach, who asks. He says, "I don't understand. Why did the Rambam say you should give it to a Kohen Katan? Why does he start off with the assumption you can give it to a Kohen Katan? Don't we know over here that you're not allowed to give it to a Kohen Katan? As I said to you, the Shach read it into this Rambam. Don't we say over here that you're not allowed to give it to a Kohen Katan? So maybe the Shulchan Aruch could have said that. And I said, why he didn't? But the Shulchan Aruch maybe could have said that, but the Rambam holds you can't give it to a Kohen Katan. So why, using Hilchos Pesach, does he say, you should give it, why is that his assumption that you should give it to the Kohen Katan? Okay, so the Maggid of Rambam has a really deep reason. Okay, I'm not going to tell you. A really deep reason is based on a Gemara in Chulun. Okay, but you could say, I think you could say a different answer. Okay, explanation of why the Rambam says it. I said to you a minute ago, that the Rambam, if he holds that you're not allowed to give it to a Kohen Katan, it's not because he's we need Kohanim Yuchasim. That's not his reason. He doesn't hold for that reason. The reason is because maybe if you give it to the Kohen, someone who's not a Kohen is going to end up eating it. So what that means is like this. If you're standing on a regular Tuesday and you're Mafish Challah, you have a choice. Should I burn a little piece or should I give it to a Kohen Katan? So we say, of course, burn the little piece. Because if you're going to give it to the Kohen Katan, you're opening yourself up to a possibility that a Zohar may end up eating it. Okay, so it's worth it. Burn the little piece instead of give it to the Kohen Katan. That's all fine and dandy on a regular Tuesday. Comes Yom Tov Pesach, when I'm stuck, I don't have any other choices of how I'm supposed to do this. I have to be Mafresh Challah correctly when I need the dough. That's what I'm supposed to be Mafresh Challah. Well, if I do that, I'm going to be stuck. It'll become Chomer, so I won't be able to burn it. So then, the idea that says, don't give it to a Kohen, because maybe your Zohar will eat it, that's very nice if you have choices. But today, I don't have a choice. Today, I'm stuck that I have to be Mafresh Challah, and I have no choice to just burn it. So then, we do what the incorrect thing is. The din is, give it to a Kohen Katan, and you'll be careful. So, if you have no reason not to do it, you might as well give it, you might as well burn it. But when you do have an option, so if the whole reason to not usually give it to a Kohen Katan is because we're afraid he's going to give it to a Zohar, okay, so fine. So therefore, when you come to Pesach, it's nothing to do with Pesach per se, it's when you come to Yom Tov Pesach, that then there's a special reason why you should give it to the Kohen Katan. So the other chash may be a Zohar within it, you don't have to worry about it. In which case, the V'yesh Armin of the Rambam is V'yesh Armin that you never give it to a Kohen Katan. That is gone, which is what the Maggid of Rambam says. That's gone because he's not a Miyuchas. If the problem is because the Kohen now is not Miyuchas, and you hold that's a problem, even V'chal Drabonin, to give it to a Kohen without Miyuchas, then V'yesh Armin, you never get to them. Okay, if I never get to them, so then I have to find another option. The Rambam has other options of what you're supposed to do.